Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I started thinking I should probably give that waitress that told me, "Sir, can I box your trout? $10." Because I used her joke for, I don't know, it's been 10 years at least I've been telling that
you're
joke.
You're a heavy tipper anyway.
Yeah, I did
so,
tip her pretty
you
well.
Know.
I probably tipped her more for that joke.
Yeah,
call
you
probably
good.
Did.
Right. I don't know who she is. I don't know if she works at that restaurant anymore, but I've been using that joke for 10 years.
As long as you've been using that joke, I hope she doesn't still work at that restaurant.
Well, she didn't soon after that. When I go back into that restaurant, I go, "Hey, we know she works there still." Yeah.
Who's boxing my trout tonight?
Do you mind? Can I box your trout? I had leftover trout on my plate, and the waitress says, "Sir, can I?" And it was me and my wife, and thank God it was me and my wife and another dude and his wife, good friends of ours. And she goes, "Sir, can I box your trout?" And I do that. I look at her, I go, "Did you just say that?" She got it right away.
Yes, you can.
And she was hot, too. So that makes your joke. That makes it better, right? Of course it does.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the box trout came up on Craig's 100 most nutritious foods list.
So, Nick, how did you use that joke? You didn't really tell the joke on the air. So how did you rewrite that joke to say your son said, how's the joke go? How's the joke go now? How's the joke go now?
Well, I'd say I went out to eat with my nephews. And I crack open a peanut and it flies across the table and he yells out in a crowded restaurant, "Uncle Nick just busted a nut right in my face."
That stuck to the tape.
I just put that.
Okay, so how you
tell
the joke?
I just put myself in it. Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right.
Oh, so you don't just come out open with that right out of the blue. "I just busted a nut."
No.
On my dad. So you set it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't just go right to the
punchline.
Well,
you can't use his dad. His dad's gay. Yeah.
No, we've got other jokes about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got plenty of those. All right. Mr. Evans.
All right, Matthew's checking in here. This guy knows everything, by the way. He contributes a lot.
Stuff we're interested in?
And he seems to know, just answers the questions we have.
Okay.
Alcohol is a central nervous system depressant, so it has a slowing effect on your organs. Keeps your brain and your dink from communicating effectively.
Yes, it does.
Viagra just blocks an enzyme.
Or tells you to do things you shouldn't be doing.
Viagra blocks an enzyme that promotes breakdown of something, which regulates blood flow to the dink.
All right.
And no effect on your nerves.
All right. Good to know.
I wonder if that's like a defense mechanism the body has, that if you're so drunk that you'd make really bad decisions that it just doesn't work.
That's a good point, but we've all been, I've been drunk in the past and made decisions where it did work.
Yeah.
That were probably decisions I shouldn't have done.
So that's your body telling you you're going to be a lousy lay?
Right. Don't even bother, man.
You're just going to disappoint.
All right.
We are celebrating National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
All right. I like that. I like ice cream, but don't eat it much.
No.
And I'd rather, if I'm going to eat, if the calorie, I'd just rather put that in alcohol.
There weren't any berries on your food list, were there? After we had Gupta
on. That's a great
here,
question.
Touting the berries.
No,
you're right. I didn't see them.
But that was your brain, though.
Oh, currant. Yeah. I think we're on the currants. I don't know. Something was on there.
With that list of 100, I thought that like Ritz cracker would be on there somewhere. Just like something that I eat.
Something that we eat, I know. There's nothing good on there. I mean, like not junk food. You're like a cheesesteak should be like 48 or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sadly, they're really not nutritious.
Yeah, sweet potato was 100.
Potato.
Yeah. figs at 99. I thought they were very good for you.
And well, they are. They're just not
the fig.
They're not better than some other stuff you mentioned.
Right.
And the cheesesteak at 48 is just what you tell yourself as you're staring at the cheesesteak to justify it in your head.
I might need one this weekend watching football.
Those are so good.
But I looked at that list, and then I got to be, I was curious about how many different forms of food do you consume in your life? Thousands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're, unless you're one of those kind of picky eaters.
Maybe tens of thousands.
Like you're not an adult.
Well, we actually eat a lot less than we think.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah, we do now, yeah.
Yeah, most of us have our patterns and our favorites and stick with them
for
most of our lives.
Well, and some of those things aren't readily available based on geography and things
and
like that.
And by the way, some of those are not meals. I mean, you're not going to sit down with a plate of figs and go, that was good, I'm going to bed now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you aren't.
These are side things, you know.
I eat the same stuff all the time. My wife stopped asking me what I want for dinner because I just say tacos all the time.
All the time. We had tacos last night.
I'm going to say tacos. Yeah, we did too. It was great. The kids have started resisting.
Oh, because you say tacos all the time? Yeah.
So, baby, I'm like, ask them because, you know, I'd like tacos. If it's time for tacos, great. If not, I guess I'll wait.
If it's time for tacos, if not, I'll wait.
That makes sense.
Yeah, sometimes enchiladas, you know, different forms. That's kind of like a taco. It's got a lot of the same
stuff.
No tacos?
Stuff. How about we have burritos?
Yeah.
Quesadillas?
The investigation of last week's deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol is growing. The Washington Post reports dozens of people on a terrorist watch list.
Good. They were terrorists. They are terrorists.
No. Oh. Get this. No.
Sorry.
Get this.
He probably means brown guys.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
Oh.
The Washington Post.
That coach for the Jets?
Dace?
No, they fired him.
No, the new one.
Yeah, the new one. The Muslim new one, guy.
The new one's a Muslim.
He's got to be on the watch list.
Oh. Yeah.
The Washington Post reports dozens of people on a terrorist watch list, which is different from the no-fly list.
Right.
On the terrorist watch list, were in D.C. for the pro-Trump rally that preceded the Capitol siege. Most of those on the watch list are suspected white supremacists.
We're more danger white supremacists than anybody right now. All of us. Unless you're a white supremacist.
That's what this whole insurrection is fueled by.
It's white supremacy.
It's all white supremacy.
Of course it is. And if there's no accountability, white supremacists win.
That's what the whole revolution is about,
right?
Because someday, I think whites are still the majority, but I think someday, hey, you know, there'll be more white people than anybody else, but
the
they won't be the majority, and they fear that day.
They're
so scared of that day.
I'm not. I hope it's good. That's good.
When the brown people take over, they're not going to take over. You know, white guys are used to having all the power, and now that they just have most of it, they feel threatened.
Mm-hmm. Not us.
No, I don't care.
Because we never had power.
Right.
No, but we're also not racist.
We're not power hungry.
We're not racist.
Right.
And we don't care.
Well, they say somebody's simply saying Black Lives Matter. Isn't it like, oh, you're a terrorist? Like, what?
Somebody says.
By the way, they don't care about blue lives because they tried to kill a cop. They did kill a cop. Excuse me. And also, you'll hear it today all over the place. They interviewed a Capitol cop who was saying they were trying to grab his gun and they were chanting, they were yelling, shoot him with his own gun. He was a police officer.
Yeah, those interviews are heart-wrenching.
And the more video comes out, the more organized it seems. Somebody had a bullhorn telling him which way to go, where to go. There's some inside job talk right now. There are congressmen I heard coming in afraid of their own colleagues. Because the QAnon people think Democrats are child molesters. So they're afraid of their own colleagues. That's where we're at in Trump's America. These are all facts, so, you know, yell at somebody else.
This is kind of long.
Yeah.
But we have a police officer checking in.
All right.
Who's kind of disappointed in some of his colleagues.
I would be, too, if I was a cop.
Yeah, but I wish more guys were like that.
I know.
Cops don't usually call out their own.
They killed a cop. By the way, the cop that was killed was a Trump supporter. Backed him. He wasn't a nut job. He backed him. I'd say you're still a nut job. You do that, but I'm not going to call that guy out. He's passed away. But yeah, he was a Trump supporter, and they killed him because he was doing his job. Protect, and they, by the way, they would have killed congressmen if they got a hold of him. That was their plan. Can you imagine that?
They set up a
noose. Do you think people would have finally said turned on them then?
No, I don't.
I think they could have hung or killed a couple congressmen.
And they would justify it.
And they would have justified that. Because they're justifying this, a lot of them.
Both sides.
Right. Is he a local cop? Cherry Top?
No. He's from outside of the empire.
I like quoting the
boss. It's Friday after 9. I'll give it to you.
Okay, it's a second quote of the boss today. I got to keep doing that. You know me and the boss.
I do. Yep. I do. You touched his butt that one time.
Yes, I did. I'd touch it again.
I would as well.
Yep. That's one of the regrets I have. I never got to touch Tom Petty's ass.
Yeah, it's too late now.
That's too late now, yeah.
And he never really did any crowd surfing.
No.
I never saw Petty do the crowd surfing.
No.
Especially this last tour.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Nick. I just got in Paul Stanley's new song. He's got a new solo album coming out.
Nick, do you know that, Nick?
From the Soul Station?
Yeah.
Is it called Paul Stanley and Surrounding Areas?
I just put it in there for you if you want to pull it up. It's pretty horrible.
That should be his band name, by the way. The new Foo Fighters is bad.
It's
too,
a cover of Ooh Child.
I like that song. I like Ooh Child, I mean.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not quite sold on this. I don't know that. I think it'll probably make Nick's ears bleed.
I may have heard it.
Who did that originally?
Ooh, Child. I don't know.
Is that Motown?
Yeah, it's a Motown song.
Yeah, I think the whole album is a bunch of like 60s and 70s soul covers.
Yeah, he's got a video up on YouTube that's this band. It's like a quarantine style sing along for them.
Right.
And at one point, they just drop out. He's like, okay, music brings everybody together. Now it's your turn to sing. And then they'll be like, ooh, and then just like look at you and wait for you to sing your part.
Ooh, Child was by the Five Stair Steps. I wouldn't have been able to figure that out.
Not like a faithful remake, at least so far, at least.
Things are gonna get easier.
He's just remaking it. That's all he's doing.
Right. That is very true to the original.
Unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds like the Five Stair Steps, except Paul Stanley singing it.
Yeah.
It's funny when he sings like that instead of being like, love gun!
Well, it proves he can sing.
Yeah.
He can carry a tune there. It's pretty good.
Well, he's cheesy. He has, like, no cheese filter.
None. And that's what makes him great.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, Nick. I think since there's no cheese filter.
Yeah, he's never going to be like, is this over the top? I want to see live footage of that band, though, to see what his stage banter is like when he doesn't have the makeup and the heels.
Well, you can look at old video in the 80s. Of course, he still wore the tight pants and the heels in the 80s.
Yeah.
He just didn't have makeup on, right? I think it should have been called Paul Stanley and the Surrounding Areas.
Surrounding Areas!
That'd be a great name for a band, the Surrounding Areas. He'd have to know people make fun of that, though.
It's the Soul Station. Yeah, somebody sent me a link to his kids' thing, and they're like, it's not bad. It's a cover of a Maroon 5 song. It's horrible.
Whose?
Paul Stanley's kid.
How old is his kids? And why cover
the early 20s, maybe?
Why cover the Maroon Mid-20s? 5? That's just stupid.
Bryan Cranston was in the video.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I wouldn't check it out.
What's up, Craig?
Urban Meyer going to go coach the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, the Jags, right.
I have no idea why, but that guy bugs me.
Well, he was...
I've got no idea why. There is no reason for it.
He was a cheater, but cheaters win in college football. That's pretty obvious.
No, he's got a smug, punchable face.
Yep.
I can see. I can see how you feel that way, Craig.
Yeah, I don't know what his. I don't know what it is.
Well, he kept crying, my health, at my health, and he'd get out of gigs and go coach another team.
Yeah.
I mean, he did that. He left Florida early, and they were winning big time, and he said, "Oh, my health. Okay, we'll pay you. You can sit out. Oh, Ohio State calls.
Sorry. My daughter's wrote me a couple letters. Right. Okay, I'll pay attention to him for a minute.
Right. But he wins.
That's true.
He wins in college. We'll see what happens in the pros.
Even this morning, I saw a shot of him. They showed him right after he was quitting at Ohio State. The quote, I don't see myself ever coaching again.
Yep. Now, if Trevor Lawrence didn't want to go to the Jaguars, he could have played another year of college, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to assume there's a lot of backroom communicating.
Of course there is.
Trevor Lawrence knew before the rest of us that Urban Meyer was probably going to be the coach there.
Yeah, I got no problem with
Otherwise,
that.
Otherwise, who wants to play for the Jaguars? Otherwise, he would have just said, I've got an option.
Well, Trevor Lawrence also knows that coming out right now guarantees him probably $30, $35 million.
He's coming out. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, but don't you want to play for a good team? If you're in that position.
But you're not going to play for a good team because
you're the top. You're just going to play for next year's worst team.
Yeah, it's always the worst team, Todd.
You know?
It gets the draft.
And if he goes back to college, maybe he breaks a leg.
And the Jags can get better quicker than the Jets, easily. The Jags have been good.
Elway manipulated the draft by threatening to go play baseball.
Right.
What was Eli's leverage? He didn't want to go to the Chargers, and how did he end up at the Giants? I don't remember.
He said he'd never play for them.
Okay, right. His option was just, I'm going to sit out.
Right. And they got
and they just swapped. They got Rivers, and it worked out for everybody.
Yeah, the Chargers did fine with Rivers. They just didn't win anything. Championship, but they were a good team.
They just had to have a whiny bitch at quarterback for a decade.
Let that go.
And plus, Lawrence, that Trevor Lawrence fits much better into some southern city, come on, than he does in New York City.
And they said that the Jags actually got like like four first and second round picks and a bunch of money to spend, so they could get better real quick.
Right. Too multicultural up there in New York City for Trevor Lawrence, don't you think so? He seems like an old neck.
He does play well in the South.
Yeah.
I think
he might go to all John Rocker up there in New York. I don't know how he is, but I know he's a right-wing freak. I've heard that.
Is he?
I
was not aware.
Yeah.
If you're Urban Meyer, do you ask to get in the hot tub at the stadium?
I'm sure they would
let him.
Oh, yeah, they would probably, yeah.
You probably don't want your coach doing that.
I'd coach him there.
He shows up in his swimsuit. All right, I'll be in the tub.
Health and tech companies are banding together to create a digital vaccination passport to prove the holder was immunized against the COVID. Big names like Microsoft, Oracle, and the Mayo Clinic are part of the Vaccination Credential Initiative.
Nick
is developing the tool.
Yeah, Nick's going to have his Alice Cooper backstage pass here shortly, walking through everywhere with that, aren't you?
I think they're just going to scan my microchip.
You get your double shot. You get your second shot.
Anyone without a smartphone could still get a printed QR code with their information. VCI has already made the digital common pass, proving the holder had a negative COVID test. Some airlines started accepting the common pass last month.
Nick, I want to know, after you get your second shot, you check your phone out and see if that 5G icon pops out.
Oh, yeah. That could be it.
Right, because
it's already planted in him, right?
It doesn't exist in this town.
No.
But it may inside your body.
I'm with you. Yep.
That's going to be nice.
So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
My phone's going to be super fast.
Yeah, real fast. And you're not going to die from COVID. You might die from other things, but you're not. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of people who would be willing to get a chip inside them if their phone worked faster.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start spitting everywhere.
Mm-mm. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Did y'all watch Game of Thrones?
I watched about half of it, and then I got a little bored. And
so maybe you're familiar.
I'm totally familiar with the beginning of that show, the first two or three seasons. Yes.
Scientists say that dire wolves.
Yeah, I remember them.
Like the ones in Game of Thrones, really did exist.
Right.
They were a previously widespread canine species. They went extinct about, and so this may be fake news, 9,500 years ago is all. According to a new study published in the journal Nature, research of their subfossil remains suggests that they were not able to mate with gray wolves because they were just too genetically different, so the species petered out.
Yeah,
this is based on studies led by the UK's Durham University that examined the DNA of dire wolf fossils dating back to more than 50,000 years ago.
Did you hear, you know when another guy should be arrested is Rudy Giuliani, said trial by combat?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said it was in reference to the documentary Game of Thrones.
Ah, yeah.
That squeaked the blimp. Listen, it's tough to get some airtime on the news these days, but that squeaked through a couple of days ago, and I remembered it. He blamed that quote on a documentary, Game of Thrones.
A documentary with dragons in it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, is this a thing that we should start doing? President Trump, not president at the time, Donald Trump at the time, made a quick cameo in Home Alone 2.
Yes, he did.
Now people are calling for that cameo to be erased.
Actually, it's a meme usually now.
Yeah.
They show it all the time. There's a new one now where a comedian put him out. He's dressed as the horned QAnon guy, but he's like a little short guy, and he's walking past Trump in the hotel because Trump tells the kid in the Home Alone 2 where to go. So it just shows Trump telling the QAnon guy where to go. It's just
he tells him to go left, actually.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin is all for clipping him out of that movie.
I don't care if he's in that movie. Home Alone 2 is... Now, if it was Home Alone 1, clip his ass out.
Okay, but then where does that end?
Home Alone 2? Have they clipped out OJ in Naked Gun movies?
Did they?
No, they haven't.
Well, the question is, if you do it with that one, with Home Alone 2, where does it stop?
Well, I don't care.
Good question.
But,
I know what you mean.
So is the question then, just leave it alone. I mean, is the answer then, just leave it alone. People are coming out and saying, put anybody in there. Because, now with the CGI, we can do anything. They're saying, hey, put Macaulay Culkin in as he looks now.
Macaulay Culkin was in support of that on Twitter.
He joins the call to get Trump's cameo removed from Home Alone 2.
But
it doesn't ruin the movie. Trump has no part in that except for just go that way.
That was part of the deal for getting the movie made there.
Right.
They said, you can do it here, but I got to be in it.
Right.
All right, we'll put you in it.
Yeah.
And then he was going to cut it, but the audience seemed to like it at the time.
Well, he was a regular citizen at the time and just a famous rich guy at the time also.
Right.
So I don't care what they do. They can do it. They can do it. It ain't like it's
They can, yeah, but it, is that something that one does?
Yeah. Well, how many other people in cameos are going to incite an insurrection?
Yeah, that's it.
And
did it cut Hitler out of any movies after that?
We still see him.
Yeah,
yeah, we do see him. Right.
But did he make any cameos? any films back in the day?
I'm not aware of him making any
Mussolini
films at all.
Did Mussolini do anything? Now, we're talking about some of those horrible leaders in the world.
That I don't remember them having film careers.
How about Pol Pot? Did he have any great cameos?
Unaware of that. Unaware of that.
Okay, then cut him out.
I don't know how all those things fit together.
They're all horrible people.
They are.
Saddam Hussein, right there. Perfect.
I don't remember him being making cameos in any films either.
He was in Hot Shots.
I can't come up.
Yes, he was in Hot Shots. Yeah.
Give me a Trump equivalent. It's hard to come up with a Trump equivalent.
Did.
Silvio Berlusconi.
I did. Hitler. Mussolini. I don't know. They're all called. By the way, fascists cause insurrections. That's what Mussolini does.
Was Berlusconi really polarizing in Italy? Obviously, I don't keep on top of that.
He bagged young girls. People liked him still, They were legal. They were just 18.
There was a lot of other things going on with him as well.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Well, there's still people that like Trump.
That's true.
Yeah, about 33%.
Right.
One out of every three people that you see. Depending on where you live, some people it's 75% of the people that you see. Other people's it's less.
Yep.
A woman posted on social media a gift that her brother gave her for Christmas. She posted on TikTok under the name Ilsa Catherine. She showed off a metal bracelet that her brother had given her. She explained how she initially thought it was a sentimental item due to the personalized engraving on the front of it. Her brother had put some coordinates engraved on the bracelet, and she thought this was sweet and nice, and so she decided to look up exactly where the coordinates were.
All right.
They took her to a location in Idaho County, and then she kept zooming in on the spot closer and closer till she found the exact location. The coordinates were for a place called Bitch Lake.
Well played.
Well, first of all,
I approve.
Awesome.
If they didn't get along, she probably should have suspected right away, why'd you get me a present?
They get along. This was great. She loves it. She thinks it's hilarious.
Is she a bitch?
No, well, apparently not if she thinks this is funny.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Well, apparently he knew that she would be curious enough to look that up.
Eventually, yeah.
I admire the long game.
Exactly.
I do. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like they named a lake after you.
Bitch Lake. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.